It's Air Show International Radio with Rich Wyeth. And with me is Peter Brown, who knows a lot of history about Blackbush Airport, where there is a fantastic festival of flight taking place, the 75th anniversary of the airfield in 1st and 2nd of July. Peter, let's talk about the history then of the airport. So when was it actually first opened?
Well, the airfield was first opened in November 1942, and it was known then as Royal Air Force Hertford Bridge. Obviously, it was built at the time when the war was bubbling quite significantly, and the onslaught against the Nazis had to be increased by more and more air defences. And in fact, Blackbush was used by not only bombers but also fighter squadrons, Spitfires, Mosquitoes. In fact, one of the squadrons, the 16th Squadron at Blackbush, RAF Hertford Bridge at the time, did a lot of the photo reconnaissance work prior to the D-Day invasion when we got ourselves back into Europe again.
So it really was used a lot then during the war.
Oh, absolutely, as I say. And also, it wasn't just British. There was a French Lorraine squadron there. The Lorraine squadron, obviously, as I say, was crewed by the French air crew, and they had the horrible task of bombing our own homeland.
So after the war then, what happened to the airfield? What was it starting to be used for?
Well, after the war, the military moved away, and for one short time, it was an RAF Transport Command base. But then it became pretty much deserted until the Ministry of Civil Aviation took over and developed it as a civil airport, because after the war, the need for air transport, commercial air transport, was growing, but there were very few airfields around London that were really suitable. Blackbush had a superb long runway. It has a fantastically good weather record, and it still does, and it proved to be the ideal place to start a new airport.
So what sort of airliners were being seen at that time?
Well, at that time, there were a lot of surplus military aircraft, Dakotas, Halifaxes, Lancastrians, all kinds of aeroplanes that had been pensioned off by the military, which were a very good buy for people like Freddie Laker, for example, or Harold Bamberg, who founded Eagle Airways at Blackbush.
So quite a lot of independent airliners were turning
up. Oh, yes,
up.
A lot. In fact, Blackbush was probably the birthplace of a lot of the British independent airline operation, because after the war, the government was very much in favour of their state airlines, BOAC and BEA. And BOAC and BEA were kind of indoctrinated into not really wanting to have much to do with the independents. But time evolved and the independents grew. And, of course, we've got people like EasyJet and Ryanair, etc., of course, sort of the modern-day versions of the independent networks.
So at the end of the war, then, when it was established from being an RAF base and then started to be called Blackbush, and that, was there any more military involvement in the airfield?
Military involvement never really went away, because the Blackbush is very close to Aldershot, and as we know, Aldershot is very close to the army. And the parachute guys did a lot of parachute training from Blackbush. The RAF Transport Command would fly in the Beverley transports, pick the guys up at Blackbush, and then fly them out to Hankley Common on the other side of Farnham, Petersfield direction, and there they would jump out and do their paradrops. And also, in 1955, United States Navy moved into Blackbush and in fact founded the only UK land base for the United States Navy. And they were there right up until 1960, when unfortunately the government decided to close the airport.
So what's sort of the modern day usage of it? Because, it was an airport, but I suppose a lot of people nowadays probably remember it as, want to buy a new car, or do you want to go down the market, pick up a bargain on a Sunday?
Absolutely right. Yes, indeed. A lot of people still think of Blackbush as being for that very purpose. The market was closed some while ago now, but of course the car auctions are still there. The airport's owned by a consortium today, whose plans are to develop new hangars, a new engineering base, and not to turn it into a major airport, not like Heathrow. Obviously it's not big enough for a start, but to turn it into a useful general aviation airfield where business jets can fly in and out, not quite as much as Farnborough, but maybe the smaller type of aeroplanes. And when that happens, of course, the airfield will become beneficial to the local economy and obviously offer more employment.
Absolutely, and now we've got the Festival of Flight weekend to remember 75 years of the airfield, so there's lots of memories, really, not just what we've been talking about.
Sure, absolutely. The 75th anniversary is to create, as far as we can, or restore or recreate memories of the past with certain types of aeroplanes that reflect the years. And also we've got a number of people coming. Hopefully Harold Bamberg, who was the founder of Eagle Airways, will be able to attend. He's now 96. In fact, during the 1956 era, there was a Hungarian uprising where the Russians invaded Hungary, and an awful lot of people had to make a run for it as refugees. And a lot flew into Blackbush. In fact, interestingly, I think there were at least six of them coming back to Blackbush for the anniversary as our guests. They arrived at Blackbush in 1956 as children. They're not quite children today, but they're certainly looking forward to coming back again.
Well, anyone's not really got a clue about Blackbush Airport is now finding out the history that it's got. It's got an amazing amount of history.
Yeah, and of course, the other thing about Blackbush, as I said earlier, is it's got a tremendously good weather record, and also it's got great surface connections. The M3 access at Junction 4A is just a few minutes away in the car, and it's sitting right on the London Southampton A30 trunk road.
Yes, and A30's got a bit of a history to it, hasn't it? It's because we're talking about the Blackbush Airport, but just by the side of it is the A30. It's steeped in history, that as well.
Yeah, I would hasten to say, I don't remember this bit, but back in the 18th century, there was a very nice gentleman known as Dick Turpin, one of the infamous highwaymen, who patrolled that area. In fact, quite a few of the staging coaches, I think that's the right term for them, that were going from London down to the West Country, would be hijacked, or the word might be, whatever a highwayman might do, and the ladies were often removed of their valuables. I don't think he hurt too many people, but he did hold them up at gunpoint.
Who would have thought? I didn't even know that.
No, there you go. Life's full of mysteries, and that's one of them around Blackbush.
Absolutely, but the more important thing is the history of the airport for the 75th anniversary. Anyone come along to the Festival of Flight over the weekend, and they'll see a lot of history actually on the day.
Absolutely, and if they want to buy tickets, of course, the thing to do is to go online now on the website, www.blackbush75.com, where tickets are cheaper if they're bought in advance.